at 8:36 this morning, heading into the guest interview segment for today on the Weekday Wake Up. And joining me live from Southern Lincoln County with a monthly report from the city of Kemmer, that's Administrator Brian Muir. Good morning, Brian. Are you enjoying some great late fall weather while we still can?
Yes, we are. Are doing so, and it's wonderful, and the golf course is still alive and well, and we're going to keep it open as long as possible so that we can extend our summer.
Excellent.
If you want to call it that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as always, Brian, appreciate the updates. Let's go back to the airport fly-in and car show that happened last month. Let us know how that went. Sounds like it was another good event.
Yes, it was. It was our fifth annual airport fly-in and car show, and it went really well. We had more entries for our car show, and we would love to have some more next year, too, and to make it even more exciting. And we staff was really supportive of it, and we also had, I think, 40, if I remember correctly, about 40 people of the youth between 8 and 17 got some rides, and there was a lot of smiley faces, and the younger children had things to do as well that came to watch their siblings. So it was a great event.
Absolutely. Another great one of the many great events that have become a tradition in the city of Kemmer in Southern Lincoln County. Brian, I want to ask about the quarterly sanitation billing change. Sounds like this was a resolution passed over the summer and is impacting residents. Maybe just remind us what this is and what's happening here.
Yeah, the quarterly billing makes it so that we actually can reduce our costs of mailing those out. They only have to be mailed once a quarter. And so it just was a way to save some money and some time. And it gives people the opportunity to just pay instead of monthly, I think, you know. And we just do sanitation services only here on our billing now. So we used to do water and wastewater billing, but we don't do that anymore. That's done by the Joint Powers Board. But, yeah, now it's just the sanitation, and it's just only one quarter a year you have to pay. So you just got to make sure you're ahead of the game, I guess.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, also, Brian, as we hit this time of year, municipalities are kind of working to wrap up any sort of summer projects or anything that's been going on over the year. Anything in the city of Kemmer as far as summer projects or infrastructure-wise that's being worked on now to try and wrap things up?
Yeah, we actually just did some cement work actually up on Moose Street to make that drain better and make it easier for snow removal. So that was an improvement to that street at the top of Moose, right above the hospital there where it intersects with Third West. And then also on Elk Street, there was another area we did some cement work on, some area there to make it drain well as well and be easier for snow removal. So we're obviously patching as when we can, but as it gets further into the season, you can't patch as much because the asphalt, the temperature has to be a certain height. I think it has to be like ambient temperature has to be at least 45 degrees. So we're getting to where we can't do that anymore, but we've done our best to prepare for the winter. And at the golf course, we're pumping out the lines and the parks as well. We're pumping out the water out of the lines so that it's ready for winter as well. So just in general, those kinds of things are going on. So
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, also wanted to ask impact funding. It sounds like the first rounds of some of these impact funds are starting to trickle into municipalities, at least will be soon.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to us about what these impact funds are expected to be used for from the city of Kemmer standpoint.
So the TerraPower impact funding has started. We've been told coming in, and so we're now working with the county on getting that funding every month, and it's going to be over a 6-year time frame, and we'll start planning for that. It has to be used for certain purposes. It has to be used for public safety or where the real impacts are, as well as the public works or public health kinds of things. And we're mostly focused, of course, on public safety and public works on the road. So we are going to be meeting with the city council and planning exactly how much amounts will want to be allocated to what projects. So, and we're excited. This is great that, you know, we need to prepare. We need to get, more officers in place. We need to get roads repaired that have impact. And so now the challenge is, of course, when you're hiring new officers, it takes time to get them trained and everything too. So, but we got to start planning for that now, and we plan on putting that in the next fiscal year budget. So, which is 2026-27. So,
and it sounds like speaking of that infrastructure, it sounds like a grant. And correct me if I'm wrong, but a grant was approved or is about to be approved from the Business Council that will go towards wastewater. Is that correct?
Yes, that's actually. Yeah, so the mayor and I went to meet with the county and also the Wyoming Business Council. That's where it came from, and we're very much in support of what they're doing there. That's going to be, my understanding, is two package plants, sewage package plants, that it can serve a certain section of the city. Actually, up on it would be on the west southwest area of the city. And a potential truck stop and hotel could be served by that package plant with the sewer capacity there. So I think it was about a $4 million grant, and I think the county's chipping in some money too there. So we're excited that we have that opportunity. That truck stop's something I think that's needed and could be successful over there. And they got to have a place to put their wastewater, of course. We got plenty of water in Kemmer, and it's just the wastewater we're working on, and we appreciate the support from the county on that. So,
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, anything else happening in Kemmer you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of things are going on in our business district. Bootleggers, the classic steak business downtown, is back open under new ownership and revitalized and operating, and we're excited about that. So we also have a new business. It's called 307. Zero is spelled Z-E-R-O, okay? And they actually, it's a dirty soda kind of business, and also does catering for events and has some penny candy and that kind of thing, and gifts, so, and special custom gift wrapping. And we're excited. Yeah, and they're right next to the JCPenney store. So the triangle is filling up, and there's work going on there, of course, as I mentioned before. We also had two, I would call them two family businesses that I'm trying to remember the name of the Wagners. The Wagners, actually, Eric and Mark, had a business for doing auto repair. Both of those have been sold and are under new ownership. So we have a new generation of car repair businesses. One was bought by the Gunters, and another one is called Brady and Son. So people are investing in the community still, and we've got a next generation of businesses coming, and exciting. Excited about our downtown as always. So
absolutely. That's Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, as always, appreciate the update, and we'll talk next month.
Yep, thank you for your time.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.